The sign in the front of the church says the end is coming. Next Sunday is the last Sunday of the church year, so this warning may be overlooked. However, in the past 6 weeks, we have hosted 2 funerals, so for some, the warning is very real. Even as we try to ignore the truth, we are ever closer to the judgment, the day when we are called to give an account of our stewardship of this life. When the Son of Man comes in his glory, and all the angels with him, then he will sit on his glorious throne. Before him will be gathered all the nations, and he will separate people from one another, as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will place the sheep on his right, but the goats on the left. There is no neutral position. As much as we would like to think that we could be lost in the crowd, we will either be on the right hand or the left hand of Christ Jesus as he sits on his judgment throne. Remaining silent, having no opinion, is just as condemning as actively persecuting the church to silence the message of salvation by grace through faith for the sake of Christ. The end is indeed coming. This week we will again hear that God desires that all people be placed on his right hand, that heaven is prepared for all people. Those who are saved because of God's love. Those who are lost because of the hardness of their own hearts. May our Lord grant that we hear of his grace and mercy for our eternal blessing. Amen.